the Chico Creates podcast, where we interview local artists, musicians, and makers here in Chico, California. I'm your host, Kira Barsotti, and this is a recording from our live show at the Chico Women's Club on September 12th, 2024. Enjoy! This is Curtis Bell, who is president of the Butte Film Institute, and he is dedicated to building the local film community and empowering filmmakers. He's leading the organization of the Butte Film Festival, leveraging his entrepreneurial spirit and leadership experience to make the event a success.
ChatGPT wrote that.
That's another good tip. Oh my gosh, use ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Use it. Don't be afraid of it.
Google Gemini is pretty good too. Actually,
I'm so annoyed by the ads. Like, it won't leave me alone. It's like the paperclip.
Oh, I haven't seen any ads.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you're using Google products, like Sheets and Docs and everything, and then it's like Gemini. It's like the paperclip. You remember the paperclip?
Yeah, Clippy.
Yeah, Clippy. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a great podcast guest.
All right, Microsoft. So tell us a little bit about yourself beyond the bio.
Well, I'm a local rapper. Artist, painter, filmmaker, and I guess you could say entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I have not made any money doing what I'm doing. I've spent a lot of money, so there you go.
Haven't we all?
But yeah, I'm passionate about film and bringing the film community together. And so my mission as a whole in this area is to do what I can to empower local filmmakers. And I have a tramp stamp.
Yes, it's on his Instagram.
Can I show it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those of you who are catching this in audio are missing out.
I got this in Brazil.
You gotta lift your shirt up.
Yeah. Okay. Can we see it?
There we go.
Yeah, somebody asked me recently, oh my gosh, I didn't tell them the timeline of when I got it. I told them I have a tramp stamp, and they were like, oh, do you regret that? And I was like, no, I just got it. You know? I need like a little bit of time to come to regret it.
You know? Yes.
Yeah, give me like a year, and I'll be there.
Yeah, what does it mean? It says blotter.
Yeah. Well, first, it was an exciting online drop shipping brand. And then it was my rapper name. Still is my rapper name. And then it became a nickname. And when I was in rehab, my friends took over the blotter subreddit. So now it's also a subreddit.
What's going on that subreddit?
A lot of people think that it has to do with LSD.
Right.
Which I have no idea why they would think that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, how long have you lived in Chico?
5 years. Wait, no. Yeah, 5 years. On and off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I grew up in Paradise. Mm-hmm. And like many people, I was displaced by the fire, mm-hmm. bounced around a little bit, and then have been going strong in Chico the last like 2 years.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But I always grew up, when I was in Paradise, I used to take the bus with my friends just to go to Chico and hang out in Chico, because there's not really much to do in Paradise, even mm-hmm. before the fire.
Yeah. For sure. So what's keeping you here then?
That's a good question. A lot, actually. I came this close. I was in Brazil over the summer, this close to staying there. And I would have any other time. Mm-hmm. But the community that I have started to find myself in Chico, and the community so many communities that I've started to get involved with, have made it so that now there's really like, if I leave Chico, I'm leaving a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm leaving a lot behind. So yeah, there are a lot of great communities I'm a part of in Chico that I would not want to leave behind, because that's what, you know, that's what's important, like the people, that's what this is all about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and kind of like I was saying in my little intro, like that's what's so unique about Chico artists is they stick around for the people, like they're in it for more than the money. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, the people are important.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also one thing that's cool about being an artist in Chico is, like you said, it's a little bit more affordable, but you still have access to a lot of the resources and people that you would have in a big city.
Yeah.
And anything that you want to do, like if you want to put together an event like this, or if you want to put together a film festival, there's like not a whole lot standing in your way.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot more accessible to kind of go after and do whatever kind of idea you have, you know?
Right. And it's not necessarily already being done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you're like, you go to the local people like Explore Butte County or like local businesses and you say, hey, we're trying to put together a film festival. And they're like, whoa, like that's crazy. How can we help? You know, versus if I was in LA doing that, it'd be like, okay, you know.
Yeah. Like, Join the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite local spot or place to hang out?
Stobel.
Good choice.
Yeah. Stobel.
Yep.
Absolutely. And then after that, it would be, honestly, I'm a big fan of 1 Mile. And if you don't swim in 1 Mile because you think there's, like, bacteria in it, like, that's, like, one of the oldest, like, lies in the book. It's totally safe to swim there. 1 Mile's cool. Yeah. And Stobel. Shout out Stobel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Stobel is, yeah, it's right close to us, so we end up there a lot. Yeah.
What's your favorite spot?
Oh, that's a good... Well, so I end up at Equilateral all the time because they're even closer than Stobel.
Right.
And then there's 1078 in the same building. So it's really fun to like get to go in there and get some coffee and look at art.
Oh, yeah. 1078's also great. Mm-hmm. And they like sell plants there or something?
Yeah, right? There's a nursery in the back.
Yeah.
That's where most of the plants that are in my yard came from.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cool little spot there.
Nice. I like Stobel because it's like... There's so many people there. I'm like for sure going to run into somebody I know when I go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing that makes me love Chico and stay in Chico. Like you go to Stobel, you go to Thursday Night Market, you run into so many people that you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes you really feel like you belong.
Yeah.
And that's something that Chico has going for it. That's a lot harder to get when you live in like a big city.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My husband and I used to play a game at Thursday Night Market to see how long it would take before we ran into someone we knew.
Oh, yeah.
And... Yeah, we've never lost. Like,
yeah.
There's always someone.
It's funny. I played a similar game with a friend. We would count how many people we would run into.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Costco's the other place that I always run into someone.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday Night Market or Costco. So tell me a little bit about your background in art. Like your multimedia. You're rapping. You're drawing. You're painting. Mm. You're filming. How did that all get started?
I don't even know. Where did we start? I liked making art as a kid. I think I got really serious about it when I was living in Mexico, which is a story in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 16 years old, I lived in Mexico for a year. I lived in Zacatecas, Mexico.
Why?
It's funny.
How did you get away
that.
With that?
Yeah. It's funny. 16. It's like my most told story. Like if you're, my friends joke about it. Like if a new person comes into our group and they go, oh, you lived in Mexico? My friends will like roll their eyes because I've told it so many times. When I was 16, my great uncle died and he left me some money. And I decided to spend it all going to this summer filmmaking course for high school students in New York City called New York Film Academy.
Uh-huh.
While I was there, I met and fell in love with a girl from Mexico. Her name was Jimena Montes de Oca. Anyway, don't look her up or anything. But first love, it was like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, when the summer ended, I was like, I don't want to go back home and go to school. I want to move to Mexico and stay with Jimena. And so I was like, Mom, can I homeschool and move to Mexico and get an apartment? And she was like, sure. And And so that's what I did. And I stayed there a year and it was life changing. And that's really when I like came into myself, you know, mm-hmm. as an artist. Yeah. Shout out my mom, by the way.
Yeah. Who's in the audience?
That's my mom. Yeah. When we were younger, I'm just kidding. We were joking about something. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what led you to your current, well, what started the film festival? Like you have been interested in film for a while, obviously.
Yeah.
But how did the film festival get started?
Sure. So at the beginning of 2023, I wanted to start a film club mm-hmm. at Butte College. And I started poking around and I found out that a ton of people were interested in the idea of a film club. And actually somebody else was at the same time trying to start a film club. And so we came together and we started the Butte Film Club. Shout out Butte Film Club. We got some Butte Film Club members here right now, actually. anyway, and so over the course of the year, it grew, you know, because a lot of people were really interested in the idea. And we had a really strong first semester. We came back our second semester, and we decided, we came up with the idea of creating a film festival for all the student filmmakers in Butte County. And so we applied for a grant from the Associated Student Government at Butte College, and were granted a small budget of like $5,000 to put together a film festival. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
And it was actually, we didn't really know how it was going to go. Like, obviously, when you throw an event like this, it's a big gamble. And it's kind of a miracle if, you know, anybody shows up.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Fun fact.
Thank you all for being here.
This is a great turnout. I threw a rap concert at this very women's club 5 years ago. I would say probably like a fifth of this number of people came out. We ended up getting in like less than a month, we got over 50 submissions just from like Butte County student filmmakers, like Chico State, Butte College, and also like Inspire and PV. And we really dumped everything we had into promoting the event like as aggressively as we possibly could mm-hmm. on social media, and we got on the news and stuff, and we ended mm-hmm. up almost selling out the El Rey Theater where it was held.
Amazing.
And we had a lot of fun doing it. It was very rewarding and very stressful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Running events is stressful, as I have learned.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. You get addicted to it, though. You know? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So do you have any, like, personal rituals or routines when it comes to creativity?
Yes. My therapist recommended that I do this. I meditate, first of all. Shout out Sky Creek Dharma Center. Does anybody know about Sky Creek Dharma Center? Do we know about that?
Got a few.
There's like a local meditation Dharma Center. They have meditations every night of the week. And I'm actually starting my own meditation group there on Friday nights for college age people.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, starting next Friday. I need to start promoting that, by the way. but I meditate. And what my therapist recommended doing was channeling positive energy. So for like 10 minutes in the morning, I'll sit there and I'll channel positive energy mm-hmm. and set my intention for the day and visualize myself showing up in the way that I want to show up, you know? And sometimes I'll go like this. This is how you generate positive energy, by the way. And you can feel it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on your face. Generate a field around yourself. You're good. That's all you got to do.
I think I'm going to do that during intermission.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's what it helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And what does your creative practice look like on a day-to-day basis? You're involved in a lot of stuff. Does it kind of come in waves, what you're into, or do you kind of dabble in it all at once?
I would say like probably most of what I do comes down to communicating with other people. And so it's just like so many DMs, mm-hmm. emails, texts, meetings, chatting with people. Like for me, my art form, I feel like, is people, mm-hmm. you know? And I feel like that's when the creative energy flows for me the most. Yeah.
Well, and with filmmaking in particular, that's such a collaborative medium. Like even the little itty bitty indie films have a big credits list, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's one of the reasons that I really liked film and wanted to go into it, because I'm like artistic and I like making art, but like my favorite thing is working with people. Mm-hmm. And there's not really any medium that's as collaborative as film.
Right.
Like you have to collaborate with a lot of people in order to get anything done.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is pretty unique. I think most of our guests have been introverts. I think anyone who knows you're an extrovert.
Yeah.
Would you describe yourself as that? Like maybe, maybe you do think of yourself
as an
introvert.
I'm definitely a yapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty extroverted. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can be a little bit, no, I'm pretty extroverted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not like one of those ambiverts, you know?
Yeah. So tell me more about the film festival that's coming up, because this is the second year, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Butte Film Festival 2024 is going to be held from December 6th through 8th, an entire weekend, at the beautiful, historic Oroville State Theater in downtown Oroville.
Awesome.
Why downtown Oroville? Because this theater is actually the best cinema in all of Butte County. And it's a, they just spent like $3 or $4 million restoring it to its original condition. So it's like 1920s Art Deco style.
Well, I've seen pictures on the socials. It looks gorgeous.
It's an amazing theater.
Yeah.
And the goal for this film festival this year is to not only create an event for the film enthusiasts around Chico to attend, but this is specifically going to be a film festival for all the student filmmakers across Northern California. So students from Sac area, the Bay Area, as far up as Humboldt, as far to the east as Reno. We realized that while there are festivals like that in Southern California where you would expect mm-hmm. them to be, mm-hmm. even though there's a lot of film students and a lot of student filmmakers in our area, in our region of NorCal, there's not one film festival that they all compete in.
Right.
And so that's what we're looking to create. And we're kind of perfectly centrally located to a lot of these areas. So that's the goal with this
year.
Yeah, and we've been working really hard.
Yes.
Fundraising, and we started a nonprofit.
Awesome.
So.
Very cool.
It's going to be pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited. I'm actually going to attend this year because I will have that weekend free.
Nice. I'm excited.
I like saw the dates and I'm like, I'm putting it in the calendar. It's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So I do want to open up to questions. If anyone has any questions, feel free to shout them out like Dragon Boy did. Yes.
So how long are each of these movies or these films?
So for the students, they're going to be anywhere up to 20 minutes long. We are having a couple special guests who are going to be screening feature films. Did anybody know that a director from Chico made a film that was number one on Netflix for some time?
No.
And he's going to be a special guest this year at the film festival. His name is Sean Paul Piccinino.
Uh-huh.
Full-time Hollywood director from Chico.
How cool.
And does anybody know who Amanda Detmer is?
Yes.
She's not going to... Well, we don't know. We've been trying to get in contact. Haven't heard anything. But she's in A California Christmas, and she works with Sean a lot. And so there's like film people in Chico, you know? And did anybody know that a filmmaker from Reading just won at Cannes International Film Festival for Best Environmental Documentary?
That's awesome.
Yeah, a guy named Tyler Ferris, I think is how you say his name. He made a documentary about it's called Acid Canal, and I think it's about how they shut down a big canal and it really devastated a lot of people in our area, but you can't watch it online yet, but he won at Cannes.
Yeah. Like, did,
a guy from Reading.
He's, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Which, again, just speaks to why I wanted to start this project. There are a lot of people in Chico who are doing very cool things.
Absolutely.
And from Chico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's making more and more sense as we head in this direction that people are less likely to go and move to a big city. I think more cool people are going to be sticking around places like Chico and making their home better rather than run off to like a big city where it's becoming like inhospitable to people to even live there.
Yeah, for one reason or another. And what was I going to say? It's gone. We can move on. Something about how Chico is awesome. I don't know.
Chico is awesome.
Oh, just how the, like, the internet and one of, like, the major silver linings of COVID is the remote aspect of collaboration and work and stuff. And that it did open up. It caused its own problems, but it did open up the possibility to be able to live where you wanted versus where you felt like you had to for work.
Right.
So... yeah,
absolutely.
Totally see that trend continuing.
Yeah, we all love Zoom meetings, right?
yes, Dragon.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time? Go.
It's a Brazilian movie.
What is it?
Should I say the name in Portuguese or English?
Both.
Check this out. Cidade de Deus. Deus? City of God. We know City of God? Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing film.
I'm sure my husband, who's in the audience, knows, and I just can't remember if I've seen it or not. That's always like how it goes. I can't remember titles.
It's like a Brazilian gangster movie, but it's really good and like really deep too. Like it shows the realities of poverty in the favelas in Brazil, but also like really funny. Mm-hmm. And entertaining, and it's just an amazing movie all around. Yeah.
Cool.
And then for a little bit, it was Forrest Gump. Yeah. I just love
classic.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah. It's a good one. Do you have any other audience questions? Yes?
Hey, can anyone join your film group?
At Butte Film Club, we're pretty open to the public. And we're really active on Instagram. I'm no longer running the club because I'm at Chico State now, but it's run by a very talented young man named Zach Colorado. And we meet Fridays at 12 p.m. at Butte. It is open to anyone until Butte tells us otherwise.
Awesome.
But yeah, we've had people at the club who don't go to Butte College.
That's cool. That's good to know. And we had another question.
Not very good ones.
the question was, what kind of films do you like to make?
just like student films. Like, honestly, I'm still at the student film level. Like, mainly my focus is on the film festival at this point. Last year, I did make a lot of films. And I would say, just generally speaking, usually they're comedic in some way. And oftentimes it'll be kind of like a dark comedy or something kind of like there was one about the first one I made with Butte Film Festival or Butte Film Club was called Not Interested. And it was about a door-to-door salesman who knocks on the door of like a serial killer.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he ends up selling him solar.
Nice.
Yeah. That was inspired because I was a door-to-door solar salesman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think you ran into any serial killers?
Odds are, yes.
I don't like that.
I knocked a lot of doors.
Yeah.
I knocked probably every single door in Paradise.
Post-fire.
Yeah.
That's an important distinction.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions? Yes?
Are any of your films available to watch online, YouTube or Vimeo?
Yes. If you go to Butte, if you go on YouTube and you type in Butte Film Club, you can see a handful of my films.
Awesome.
Yes.
What's the name of the film that you did with Zach?
Oh my gosh, The Milky Way.
What was it
The Milky Way.
Yeah.
If anybody's going to go and watch one of my films, I would say watch The Milky Way.
Okay.
It's probably my best because I didn't write it. Yeah, but that one was fun. Yeah.
Nice. We have one in the back.
Do you need words of wisdom for filmmakers, upcoming filmmakers? Any advice, suggestions, tips?
I would say just make something on your phone. Don't invest in equipment. Don't tell yourself you need a bunch of people. Like, if you have yourself and maybe one other person, your iPhone has as good of a camera as any digital movie camera 20 years ago built into it. And you can film and edit and add effects all on your iPhone. And the important part of film is telling stories. And anybody can tell stories. You don't have to be a filmmaker. I think, yeah, a lot of people limit themselves because they think they have to have like a team and get cinematography and lighting and blah, 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 blah. The story is what's important. And if you can tell a story with your iPhone, you're like, you're good to go. Or, you know, any phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pixel.
Big fan of just going and making films on your phone. I mean, where do we watch the most videos these days? On Reels, yep. On Instagram Reels or TikTok, mm-hmm. You know, that's, to me, that's a film. That's filmmaking and people are doing it, you know, like,
yeah.
just go for it. Just, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's excellent advice. And I think we should end it there.
Cool.
I think that's perfect. Right. Where can people find you online?
My Instagram is blotter.curt, C-U-R-T.
Awesome.
Or if you're going to follow the Butte Film Fest, which I should have started with, our Instagram is at Butte Film Fest, and you can find us online at buttefilmfest.com. And if you Google us, we are just behind the Crested Butte Film Festival in Colorado.
Oh, very good.
Cool. Yeah. Fun fact before I go, Kira babysat me when I was younger.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah, it was about 20 years ago now.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm glad you're the one who brought it up.
Yeah, yeah. Good times.
Oh, yes.
Introduced me to Invader Zim. So, cool babysitter.
Oh, I introduced you to Invader Zim.
I think so.
Well, I'll just claim it. Yeah. I'm the cool one. I'm the cool babysitter.
Yeah. Cool. I doubt you're still for hire, so I'm not going to plug you.
That ship has sailed.
Great. This has been fun.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
I'd like to thank our monthly supporters, Melissa Thede, Heather Leveroni, Dave and LaShawn Montoya, Christian Davila, Kaylee Huber, Troy German, Kate Thurkill, Bonnie Pipkin, Lindsay Hook, and Bree Epley. If you'd like to be added to the list of folks who are keeping the show going, follow the link in the show notes.